We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live on the line all the way from Rome, it's Christopher Lamb, Rome correspondent for The Tablet. Christopher Lamb, the person with the initial reports that Bishop Malone was set to resign sometime in the future. Chris, thanks so much for taking time out of, I'm sure, what is a busy schedule to join us this morning. What do we have as far as the latest developments? I know the two were set to meet today.
Yes, we've just had confirmation from the Vatican that the Pope has met with the bishops of New York State, and that includes Bishop Malone. He was there in the room with the Pope today. We don't know what was discussed. We don't know what was on the agenda, but the Pope is meeting with all the bishops of the United States over the coming weeks for what is known as ad limina visits, which take place every 5 years or so. So the Pope today met with the bishops of New York State, and I can tell you that those meetings that the Pope has are open and honest and frank discussions with the bishops. We don't know exactly what's been discussed, but there was clearly a big elephant in the room over the whole question of Bishop Malone's leadership of Buffalo, and I would expect the big questions to have come up during that discussion, which, as I say, are usually open and frank.
That is a little bit surprising to me. We were talking yesterday about whether or not the Pope really has a good grasp of what's going on here in Buffalo because, you know, he is overseeing the Catholic Church all around the world. Does Buffalo rise to the level of something the Pope would be asking Bishop Malone about?
Well, the Pope obviously has to lead a 1.3 billion member church. As you say, there's a lot going on, and Buffalo is a relatively small part of the global picture. I think it's true to say that initially the Vatican was not across every detail of the Buffalo case. However, what we have had in Buffalo is a Vatican commissioned inquiry, a visitation from the Bishop of Brooklyn, Bishop DiMarzio, into the situation in Buffalo. So that means the case of Buffalo is at the Holy See papal level of interest. So the Pope has and should be have been informed by his advisors, by his representative in the United States, the Archbishop Christophe Pierre, and others. So yes, it is on the Pope's desk. It is on the Pope's radar.
Your initial report that the resignation of the bishop would be imminent, I'm wondering if you could help us gather a little bit more of your thoughts into that, because imminent means so many things to so many different people. You know, in our communication age of getting everything news beamed to our phones and our wristwatches immediately, imminent could mean, you know, hours, or it could mean months, depending on how slow that the church moves. What are you thinking in terms of a timeline?
Well, I just can't give a precise time or date, but I can say that given a Vatican inquiry has been conducted and finished into Bishop Malone's handling of the Diocese of Buffalo a handling of abuse in the Diocese of Buffalo, given that has completed, one would expect that action should be taken quite soon. And from what I'm hearing, that, you know, as I reported, the resignation is expected. It's hard to see how Bishop Malone can continue. And I would just say this, in the Catholic Church's teaching and understanding, a bishop must teach, sanctify, and govern the people. The question is, can Bishop Malone still do that in Buffalo, following what is understood to be a damning report into how he has handled abuse, sexual abuse, in the diocese? Can he continue to fulfill the function of a bishop? And from what I'm hearing, the view amongst senior people is no, he can't. So in terms of when, what time, date, I can't say. The church does move slowly. The Vatican moves slowly. But my understanding is it's expected.
Does the allegation against DiMarzio, the bishop who was part of that papal investigation into the Buffalo Diocese, does that impact what happens regarding a resignation with Malone at all?
I think it complicates matters because in some ways it's something that Bishop Malone could say, well, look, you know, somehow this visitation or this investigation is somehow, you know, tainted. So it does complicate matters in some way. So I think that's obviously also a factor that has to be taken into account. Whether that actually negates the judgment on Bishop Malone's leadership, whether he continued to lead, is another question, though.
Now, the bishops are in Rome, this big meeting that's been happening kind of throughout the week, and of course with the Pope himself today. Are they expected back anytime soon? When does this whole congregation of New York bishops end?
Well, an ad limina visit usually takes somewhere between 7 and 10 days. Along with the Pope, the bishops will also meet with senior Vatican officials from across the major departments. That includes places such as the Congregation for Bishops, which oversees in some ways the appointments of bishops or oversees management of bishops. So I think we can expect in the next few days that that they will return to their diocese. But as I say, it takes around a week for the ad limina visit to be completed.
Okay. Another thing that just kind of popped into my mind speaking with you and wanting to get to your insight on some of these things. When it comes to the bishop's resignation, obviously it goes to the Pope, as we've heard kind of time and time again here over the last few months since speculation's been swirling in Buffalo. Would the Diocese of Buffalo, because it seems like in the midst of all this, they are just kind of waiting to hear a word from the bishop or the Pope, waiting for this bulletin to come out every single day to see exactly what happens. Would the bishop be in touch with the people in his office back where he is the bishop?
Well, that depends on the management that the bishop has in his diocese. That depends on him. Obviously, he's in Rome and he's dealing with high-level officials in the Vatican. So it depends whether or not he's in touch with people back home. Obviously, the question of a bishop resignation is something personal between a bishop and the Pope, because it's the Pope who hires and fires bishops, in effect. So it does have to go to the Pope for his acceptance. So I think we are in a fast-moving, fluid situation, and it just remains to be seen where the next steps are.
I've been asking just about everybody who covers the Catholic Church this. We've talked about the Pope's view of Buffalo, but wondering you yourself, on an international scale, have you been aware of the issues going on in the Buffalo Diocese and, you know, people around the church who cover it or are involved in some way, shape, or form? Are they aware? Has it reached that point where Buffalo is kind of known as one of these areas where there's problems?
Yes, I think people like myself who cover the Catholic Church closely are aware of the situation in Buffalo. We've been following the reports, given the terrible crisis, scandals of clerical sexual abuse, and the great credibility crisis the church is facing. Any case such as the one in Buffalo is followed closely to see whether the checks and balances which church leaders are saying that are in place are actually being enforced. It does seem that the Buffalo case is a particularly difficult one and a problematic one. And I think what we have to bear in mind, or I think what your listeners have to bear in mind, is that the key point here is the apostolic visitation, the Holy See mandated inquiry into Buffalo. And it's my understanding that that report, or the inquiry report into Bishop Malone's handling of the diocese, is very critical of him. And given that fact, that makes his position very, very difficult by any assessment. So if the Holy See does not have confidence in his governance of the diocese, if the Pope does not have confidence in his governance of the diocese, I don't see how he can continue.
Christopher, we really appreciate the time. That is Christopher Lamb. He is the Rome correspondent for The Tablet. If his name sounds familiar, he was the one who had the initial reports that the resignation of Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone is imminent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.